Today we continue our Friday series on Mendelssohn's oratorio, Elijah, by hearing words from the prophet Joel. Now, in the oratorio, the librettist gives these words to Obadiah, but they come from the book of Joel. In bygone ages, we refer to as antiquity, when men wished to display the deepest level of grief and anguish, we are told they literally tore their garment. Sometimes this would be like a long nightshirt made in one piece. The earliest record of this happening comes from the book of Genesis, when Jacob's son Reuben went back to the well to rescue his brother Joseph, only to discover that Joseph was gone. Reuben was so distressed that he tore his clothes. King David did the same when he heard that King Saul and his son Jonathan had died in battle. Job tore his clothes after he lost everything. I have heard that this practice is occasionally continued at funerals in certain Jewish communities during times of deep mourning. But the prophet Joel told the Israelites, "Ye people, rend your hearts. Rend your hearts and not your garments." In other words, change the way you think and act. Don't just put on an outward display of grief and piety. Then the tenor's wonderful aria quotes from the book of Deuteronomy. "If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me." For the second part of his aria, Obadiah quotes a related but contrasting line from the book of Job. "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, so that I might even come before his presence." In this oratorio, just as in life, wanting things to change does not mean they will change immediately. And this is experienced as the choir, representing the people of Israel, call out, "Yet doth the Lord see it not. He mocketh at us. We pray fervently, but nothing happens. God ignores our prayers." In its middle lines, the choir sings truths I admit I have witnessed. If parents do not raise their children with good ethics and with good attitudes toward other people, the parents' bad behavior and attitudes, more likely than not, may well continue for several generations, with bad luck even to the third or fourth generation, in the words of the aria or the chorus of "Them That Hate God," or I would say, "Hate Doing Good." Sometimes this is true, and yet I cannot think of another song about this true life situation. The choir's final two lines note that, "Even so, God's mercies come to many, many people, especially those who keep his commandments." This reminds me of the time religious authorities were asking Jesus some trick questions theologically. Jesus said, "The greatest commandment?" "The greatest commandment is this, that you love the Lord your God." But, "the second commandment is similar, that you love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Well, according to the stories from the time of Elijah, neither King Ahab nor his government nor his people were all that interested in observing either of these commandments. We hear Mark Ainsley as the prophet Obadiah, the Edinburgh Festival chorus, and the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conducted by Paul Daniel.
The prophet Elijah hath sealed the heavens through the word of God. I therefore say to you,
Okay.